This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Woohoo! Memorial Day weekend is over. Be thankful for the memory of the Trump victory. Be thankful that Hillary Clinton is not your president, and you can reflect over the Memorial Day weekend and say, aha, we now have our country back. Here's something I was thinking about. A spy by any other name, would it smell as rotten? Ah, yeah. The new definition of spy, we talked about that earlier. What do they call them? Confidential human sources. And, you know, I translated it, you know, to the confidential human source who loved me, for the spy who loved me, James Bond, and a few others. Have some fun with it. The redefinition of things. That's what the left does. They like to play with the language, the lexicon, we call it. Hey, here's something that's really interesting. Venezuela released an American hostage. Are you starting to see a trend? President Trump gets two black felons back from China that did something stupid. He gets Otto Warmbier back. Of course, he died, but that wasn't on his watch. He gets three, captured people, whatever, from North Korea, Venezuela, and I'm sure there are others that we're talking about. Pretty soon, we're going to have them back from Iran and other places around the world. You want to know what's happening? For those of you who don't know what's happening, let me clue you in. Donald Trump is saying, give me an inventory of Americans around the world. I want to know where they are, who they are. And I'm going to start pulling levers to get them home. So if you want to be a part of the new American economy, you better start freeing our hostages. In Venezuela went, man, we are having real problems over here. We're eating our animals. Release the hostage. And please let us do business with you, America. Please, please. And everywhere in the world is going to be saying the same thing. This is not going to be some freak of thing, you know, like, ooh, man, we got somebody back again. It's going to become routine. That's what's going to happen. That's what you're witnessing. The media is not going to make a big deal. It sneaked in that this Venezuelan got released. In fact, if you didn't know that Donald Trump tweeted about it, you may not have even heard it in the regular news. Venezuelan released. I mean, American from Venezuela. Out of Utah. Probably a Mormon. Didn't even say anything. He's released. He's free. He or she, I don't know who it is. Look it up if you need to know. I was talking earlier about what Donald Trump did that was revolutionary. I want to see how people call the man a racist after he posthumously pardons Jack Johnson, a black man arrested for driving across the state line with a white woman. You would think that some knucklehead on Obama's staff would have said, look, let's just score a couple of points with the brothers. I mean, we haven't done anything else for them except making crack the same as cocaine. So let's do something else for them. Let's give them an icon. And Barack Obama said, you know, I'd like to do it, but Jack Johnson dated white women. And this won't look good on my record. I can't do it. If he'd have dated a sister, if he'd have done what I did and picked Michelle, then everything would be cool. I could do it. I could get away with it, you know, but I can't get away with that. So Jack Johnson languishes in the posthumous prison of life until racist Donald Trump comes along and says, hey, Sly Stallone, I like what you're saying. You know, it makes a lot of sense. Jack Johnson didn't do anything wrong. He just beat up a bunch of white guys. He was an iconic black man, first black heavyweight champion. We got to, you know, let's do that. Let's go ahead and honor him. And he does it. I love it. See, that's the kind of president we need. We need somebody that says, and oh, by the way, one of these things about when he did it, he's doing it 17 months into his presidency. This isn't at the end. Like, well, let me get in a bunch of them here the last year of my presidency in case I don't get reelected in 2020. Trump says, this should have been done years ago. Why didn't we do this? Bip, 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 executive order. Didn't he sign another one? Trump signed an executive order that said people in the government, incompetence, can now be fired. You don't have to go through all the rigmarole you used to. Somebody can say, you're out of here. You're fired. Now that is so fitting, isn't it? Talk about bringing a reality show to government. I wish Donald Trump would do a Government Apprentice. Where he called in a bunch of people, you know, it'd be 20 bureaucrats, and he'd say, fight for your lives. And you'd have to say, well, listen, I know I let veterans die on the waiting list, but it's not as bad as what Lois Lerner did. I mean, she was cheating conservatives out of their ability to become nonprofits. And that affected our, that impacted our election cycle. And another person would go, yeah, but don't blame me because people died in Benghazi. And I mean, so what? Look at how many people died in Fast and Furious. I mean, why aren't you looking at Fast and Furious? That's got more to do with it than anybody else. And somebody else would go, well, what about you and that opioid crisis over there? Mm-hmm. Look at you trying to sit all quiet. You know that you've been taking money from the lobby, from the drug lobby, and they've been prescribing, over-prescribing opiates for people, and you know it. So don't try to pretend. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You know, that's somebody else, secondhand smoke, talking to opioids or something. I'm just saying, think about it. And Donald Trump would say, you know, so why should you stay? You know, why should you stay? Why should I let you stay in the boardroom? You. Yeah, you opioids. Yeah, so he may make a good point. He makes a good point about the number of people. Opioids? What about abortion? Abortion is the one that, notice, abortion ain't even speaking up. And by the way, abortion is killing minority kids in disproportionate numbers. Why is nobody bringing that up? I mean, I worked hard on this task. And abortion's like, look, it ain't my fault. This has been going on for years. Why are y'all going to suddenly blame me? I took over for the other abortion. Woo-hoo. Yeah, we got a ton to talk about. Thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Thank the military for Memorial Day. Thank your mother and father. Thank the person that gave you your first job or helped you build your career. Thank the people that are helping you raise your children or get by, study, and get ahead in college. Helping you in whatever way they can. Thank your community. Thank the police. Thank the first responders, the fire department as well. Hug a thug. Hug a cop. Don't hug a thug. Leave the thugs alone. But be thankful. And most of all, thank your fellow conservatives. Your fellow conservatives gave you a win this year. A sincere win, well, in 2016, and they're going to give you a win in 2018. Look at the polls, folks. Don't believe Kevin Jackson. Yeah, this is the Kevin Jackson Show, and I want you to listen to me, but I don't want you to believe me out of hand. I want you to go do things for yourself. Anyway, we come back, we're going to talk about the state of education in America, and it's going to be in pastry. Some of you may have heard about this cake. It was considered pornographic.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I hate writing about anything that's got porn in it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jacks here. So, they call this cake a porn cake. And I'll explain it in a second. But when you have to research, like, what graphic do we put with the article that we wrote about porn cake? And, geez, oh my gosh, So, I typed in voyeur because I want, I wanted it to look like, I didn't want to, I didn't want to depict just the cake with some, symbol on it. I wanted it to be sort of subliminal, like you didn't know what it was, because that's how you get people to kind of look to say, what's this article about? And oh my gosh, you got to look at all the nudity and stuff. And I'm no prude. I'm no prude at all. I get it. But boy, so I had to make it about something else, like, I think I used Peeping Tom or something like that, because it was much, guy looking through a blind or something like that. But you got to watch what you type in. Wow. It's crazy out there. But anyway, this cake has been considered pornographic, and I find it very interesting that we live in a time where people are so stupid, they don't understand enough Latin to know that magna cum laude or summa cum laude is not pornographic. Yeah. Not pornographic. This was at a Publix a grocery store. And so here's the story. Because, you know, before we get into the story, when I saw the headline here, I went, is this the Stormy Daniels effect? You know, are we becoming so sexualized that everything we think of that way? Don't misunderstand me. I was a teenage boy where you giggled it up. I mean, you said booty. You know, I'm that kid. I'm not going to exonerate myself from that. But I've outgrown it. I did an article that said, men are programmed to look at women's cleavage. We don't necessarily get like, oh, that's beautiful. I mean, there are some beautiful cleavage, but there's some cleavage that isn't pretty at all. It's all wrinkly and suntanned and, you know, and red and whatever else. And it doesn't look pretty, but you're programmed to just go for the cleavage. You have to tell yourself, don't look at the cleavage. And it's funny because women will get mad at you if they, you know, want, they push up the bras, you know, and put the thing under the chin, and then you're looking, trying to just keep eye contact, but your mind drifts, and you're like, oh, I can see the cleavage, and you're programmed for it. And then women get mad. Feminists get even madder. What are you looking at? I'm looking at your ample cleavage that you have shoved under your nose. That's what I'm looking at. Answer them. Don't be afraid, men. Answer them. And don't say, your eyes. Now, my eyes are not down there. Oh, well, I'm mistaken. I must have mistaken it for that. Don't be afraid to speak out. Oh, man. Crazy school system that doesn't let people understand Latin. My roommate, one of my roommates years ago, he's a Catholic monk, was work, you know, trying to get into the priesthood, and he speaks fluent Latin. And, you know, I don't know much at all. I know carpe diem. You know, I know in vino veritas, mea culpa, and a few other things. What's it called? Habeas corpus and corpus delicta and stuff like that. I know a few things. Kind of like most people order at a Mexican restaurant. You know, they think they speak Spanish when they say, I will have the enchiladas, and I will also have the tamales, and could you please let me have a cerveza? And that's all. They've exhausted all their Spanish there. Maybe guacamole or something, right? But they don't speak it as Espanol. And that's the way I am with Latin. I know enough, you know, just the things I'm supposed to know. Invictus and Semper Fidelis. Stuff like that. But I run out pretty quick. South Carolina mom says an innocent phrase in Latin turned into an embarrassing graduation cake. Kara Kaczynski. Not the Unabomber's daughter or anything, but she ordered a $70 cake from Publix. Publix? Is it Publix? Ooh, that was kind of nasty. That was kind of pornographic if you say Publix. Publix. It's Publix, right? Yeah, see, I don't even know. I don't shop there. It was in Charleston. She went there for her son Jacob, who was graduating summa cum laude with a GPA of 4.79. Good achievement. Way to go, buddy. I graduated magna cum laude. I get it. She tried to enter her message. Congrats, Jacob. Summa cum laude class of 2018. And the system, the cake ordering page, kicked it out. Said it was profane. Special characters not allowed. We are not going to draw your son's penis on his cake. It might as well have said that. It didn't, but it might as well have. Kaczynski even took, you know, looked at the system and said, okay, hang on, let me explain that he's graduating with highest honor. She wrote a note, and the system said, no, we reject your pornographic references, lady. She did it all with hyphens and all kinds of stuff. She tried everything, and it would not do it. Censored the hyphens, da-da-da. She didn't do summa cum laude. She did summa da-da-da laude, and it still wouldn't. It was like it said, Loudy, no, you ain't getting in here. Don't try to be sneaky with us, girlfriend. Yeah, we know you're just going to write that C-U-M in the middle of it. Yep, wouldn't do it. So she says they gave her like a refund and gave her like some chump change or whatever, but she said it was embarrassing to explain to guests and to her 70-year-old mother who wanted to see that pornographic cake. I mean, what kind of action is she getting these days? I'm just saying. So, we've gotten so stupid in this country that we can't, I mean, somebody programmed that, right? It is, if you say, well, Kevin, it was an online system and the system just did, no, I'll go, okay, great. But somebody programmed, okay, here's what you can't put on there. You can't put the N-word. Now, can I put, I'd like to slam my axe into the head of a white person? Oh, yeah, yeah, we accept that. Yeah, that's no problem right there. But you can't put in the N-word. You cannot say a feminist. You know, they got all their banned words. You know, can I put, I hate whitey on my kid? Oh, yeah, 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 we accept that. That's that. Hey, that's not controversial right there. Let me see what would be controversial. The word Negro, the word midget. What else? And so Negro and midget. And we also would not having too much fun here. Oh, man. I mean, this is not right. And on a technicality that you're right about. It, I mean, could you have, and here's the thing. Could you call the store and say, hey, listen, trying to get a cake done for my 18-year-old. He's graduating. His name is Jacob. He's a great kid. He's got a 4.79 GPA. And we are so proud. Trying to get a cake done for you there, Mr. Cake Meister. And it won't let me put in magna cum laude. Can you override the system? No, we can't override the system. The system knows what it knows, and that's the end of that. Don't even try that, black man. But listen, it's not, it's in no way referencing pornographic things or anything like that. You will see that this young man is an upstanding citizen, blah, blah, blah. And he merely wants a cake. Sorry. It cannot happen. It's just, it's one of those things. It's beyond my control. And by the way, it'll be true at Albertsons and Kroger and everywhere else. You know, don't believe this is just a Publix problem. This is a problem that's pervasive. Yeah. Pervasive because we got a lot of stupid people. We did, well, I can't get into it, but we did a show with that lady that they, where they misspelled the girl's name, and you can see why. She gave her kid a crazy name. And she said, spell it correctly. They were like, oh, we can't do it. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
ABC's entertainment president says the network has decided to cancel the Roseanne reboot. This after Roseanne Barr announced she was leaving Twitter after sending a racist tweet that was directed at former Obama staffer Valerie Jarrett. Barr did apologize for the tweet, but the damage was already done. David Hoppe is a former chief of staff for Paul Ryan.
People engage their mouth and their finger before they engage their mind and say things that are
deplorable. This is just beyond the pale, and they reacted correctly.
The president is on the road again. He will be in Nashville, Tennessee, helping out Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. Now, she's running for the Senate seat that is currently occupied by Senator Bob Corker, who is retiring. Blackburn joined Fox News to talk about why Tennesseans love President Trump.
They know that their lives are getting better every single day under the policies of Donald Trump. Tax cuts are working.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Told you, Democrats are beginning to panic as that blue wave starts evaporating before their very eyes. Back in December, Real Clear Politics Average gave Dems a 13-point lead in the generic congressional vote. People were panicking here in Washington. As of Tuesday, that lead in the midterm elections was down to just 4%. Democrats responded last night by rolling out their secret weapon. It's a new person, Nancy Pelosi. But she kind of stumbled and bumbled her way through a primetime town hall and was confronted about her infamous crumbs remark.
When the tax and jobs bill was passed, I gave my employees a $1,000 bonus plus a 5% pay increase that they appreciated very much. Add to that, they reduced withholding from their paychecks, and it turned to a noticeable increase in income. It certainly was not crumbs to them.
And then let me congratulate you and commend you because you're a rarity. Not many business, only a small percentage of businesses shared their tax advantage with their employees.
Yep. Good luck with that one.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats want to raise our taxes. That's the message. Oh, or is it? Or is it? Let me tell you something. When Donald Trump announced his run for president, anybody remember what happened? Did you laugh? Did people laugh? Do you know people who laughed? Of course people laughed. They were like, he's crazy. Donald Trump ain't going to win. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Admittedly, I was one of them. I didn't laugh. My first thought, honestly, I remember I was like, come on, Donald, seriously? You're not going to run. It's a publicity stunt. Your life is too good. Why would you do it? That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking, you've got a successful TV show. You have a trophy wife. You're a billionaire. You don't need the aggravation. That's why. Now, there was a part of me that went, I don't really think he could win. I think he's a little too toxic, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I thought. I was wrong. Not only did he run, he absolutely won. But look, the leftist media, the Democrats, even Rhino Republicans thought Trump would never win, especially with the platform he promised to deliver on. After witnessing the left's meltdown for over 2 years with this Russia collusion witch hunt, trying to discredit President Trump, Americans are surprised at just how great Trump has performed. Now, look, there's nothing new here. I'm telling you what we already know. It's a recap. But here's the deal. Unrelenting in his protection for America and its citizens is what has Donald Trump daily proving that he meant make America great again. Then the spinoff was anybody? America first. And in achieving the goals to make America great again and to put America first, Donald Trump knew something that he was going to have to do. I'm helping you connect the dots here. It has to do with the swamp. Anybody? Anybody? Drain the swamp. Bingo. You guessed it. My producers are like looking at me like I'm doing kindergarten here. I'm just trying to help people along. Settle down, fellas. Settle down. So we had to drain the swamp, which is why Democrats want to do exactly what Donald Trump is doing, and they're trying to steal his message. Now, I'm going to read this. Democrats are now employing a familiar rallying cry that helped define President Trump's presidential campaign. A combative message shift ahead of what analysts say will be a bruising midterm election season. Expect to hear Democrats urging voters to, quote, drain the swamp this time around, observers say, because their internal polling has shown that the electorate is increasingly concerned about weeding out corruption in Washington a year and a half after Trump's win. Now, you can erroneously believe that this is a shift, you know, the way the Democrats stole the mantra of civil rights. And I'll get into that a little bit because I think it's fitting for this discussion. But this is the Democrats trying to co-opt Donald Trump. What I told people that the only way the Democrats would be able to win against Donald Trump is if they try to pretend that his policy decisions are theirs. That, oh, no, we really did want to get rid of Obamacare. No, we were for the tax cut that none of us voted for. Oh, no, no, no. We really appreciated Donald Trump's foreign policy. We just felt like it was a little heavy-handed. Everything's going to have a nuance to it. So they can say, we were doing the same thing, just a little different. Same, but just a little. In Vietnam, they have these shirts that say same, same, but different. And you'll hear, when you go to a shop over there, they'll go, you'll go, well, I want this one, but I, you know, and they'll go, no, you like this one here? And you go, no, 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 I don't like that. No, same, same, but different. Same, same, but different. Well, that's what the Democrats are. Same, same, but different. Here's what they said. President Trump has embraced the most egregious establishment Republican norms and appointed the most conflict of interest ridden cabinet in my lifetime. This is what Chuck Schumer said. The move is a shift for Democrats who last summer emphasized their positive plans to improve the economy instead of taking shots at Trump and supposed cronyism in the White House, according to The Hill, which is a leftist rag. So Chuck Schumer wants you to believe that Donald Trump has brought this corruption to Washington. It didn't exist. He brought it. Look at all these conflicts of interest. All these multimillionaires and billionaires who are, oh wait, losing a lot of money based on Donald Trump, including Donald Trump. Let's go back to the slogans. I find it ironic that the Democrats now want to embrace the same slogans that they previously criticized when Trump came up with them. When Trump came up with Make America Great Again, he was ridiculed. They said, America's already great. And what was so great about America? I mean, they had every iteration of that. And you know what it did? It stuck. And hats were sold and MAGA became a battle cry. MAGA! I mean, we are like a bunch of birds. MAGA! 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 Oh, man. And it is still a battle cry. MAGA, you see the people with the hats. You see the people whispering, MAGA. Yeah, Kevin, you part of the MAGA. Yeah, I'm part of it. I'm part of the MAGA. I'll say it openly and honestly. I'm part of it. But then they went to America first. Who the heck is Donald Trump to want to put America first? That is so condescending to the other countries. All these globalists were mad. How dare Donald Trump do that? That's offensive to our partners. What should other people be thinking? I don't know, maybe France first or Britain first or Germany first or whatever. I'm just going to give you a little hint. When we go to the Olympics, the other countries are trying to beat us. They want to be first. Who do you think wants to be on the gold medal stand? Do you think anybody concedes the gold medal stand and goes, you know, I know it would be nice, but yeah, I'm okay with bronze. Or, hey, how about this? I'm okay with losing, not getting any medal. Said no Olympian ever. I mean, if you're going to the Olympics to really give it a shot, you're there to win. You may know you suck. You may know you're the Jamaican bobsled team, but you're hoping God puts his divine hand on you and you pull it out and beat those pesky Germans or the Swiss or the Norwegians or whoever you know is going to win it. Whatever white country is going to win it. So there you go. Sunk to a new low, these laughable Democrats trying to steal from Donald Trump. But let me tell you something. Too little, too late. These messageless Democrats didn't get the memo that the swamp is being drained already by Donald Trump. Have you looked at the number of congressmen and senators who are not going to run again? Seriously, more than 36 lawmakers are not going to return to Congress in the 2018 elections. Now, I haven't looked at history. I really haven't. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't look it up. But this has to be a pretty close to record number, I would suspect. Some have resigned amid scandal. Some are retiring at the end of the term. Some are seeking higher office. Some have joined the Trump administration. But there are retirements, folks. Bob Corker of Tennessee, toast. He was toast. Jeff Flake of Arizona, he was toast. Orrin Hatch of Arizona, of Utah, he got his sanity. And Orrin said, Donald Trump is maybe the greatest president ever. I'm going to add one more to that list. John McCain, he won't be around. There will be a special election for his seat. Because I say God willing on that one. House retirements. Joe Barton out of Texas, Republican. Bob Brady, Democrat out of Pennsylvania. Ryan Costello, Republican out of Pennsylvania. John Delaney, a Democrat out of Maryland. John Duncan, Tennessee. Elizabeth Esty. I mean, on and on. Tennessee, Connecticut, New Jersey, Virginia, South Carolina, Texas, Illinois, Mississippi, another one in Texas, California, Kansas, Nevada, Michigan, on and on. Florida, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, retiring, getting out of it. A bunch of them. And let me tell you, do you think this is by accident? As I said, many of them embroiled in scandals. Some of them moving up, going from the House, maybe running for Senate. But some of them just caught up. So Trump has single-handedly removed the need for term limits. I mean, some people still want them, and there's a case for and against. I got it. But most congressmen, I believe, in modern history, this may be the most, to give up their seat. And one can only suspect that there's a little dirty here. Crooks and scoundrels, most of them. But no doubt the swamp represents the deep state. And the Democrats represent the biggest and most numerous of these swamp rats. And they're looking for a life raft. And Donald Trump's going to help them get out. We're winning.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Polling closing in on the Democrats. Scandals blowing up in their faces. And all these icons just going down the drain. Barack Obama in 2 years, I said it before, guys, I've been telling you this, by the 2020 election, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a Democrat who will admit to you, yeah, I supported Barack Obama. I think he's the greatest president ever or whatever else, whatever other nonsense they have. You're going to have trouble finding people like that. Glad you guys are here. Welcome. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Love it when you guys contact us. We got the show is on Spreaker. if you want to listen to it, you know, throughout any time live. And you can go to kjradio.com as well. Also, iTunes, we just got approval back. Thank you guys for getting us the numbers to get that back and back moving. I'm considering doing a 30-minute video podcast of what I think is the top topic or the best topics of the day. So we'll let you know about that. So you guys will know where to get that. I got kicked off YouTube, so I don't know where to host it right now. So that's one of our problems. But anyway, glad you guys are here. I was talking about the Democrats being in big trouble. I was talking about the fact that the Democrats have no message. They have tried to co-opt Donald Trump's message of drain the swamp. That's what they're trying to do. Drain the swamp. These are people that want that part of their rank and file, mostly the Congressional Black Circus members, the black folks in Congress on the left, they want Trump impeached. And the leadership, you know, the white people that lead the plantation are saying, y'all need to shut up and remember that you're field Negroes and stop with your belly aching all the time. We've been feeding you and you've been, you know, you're doing okay over here. The quarters aren't as cramped as they used to be. You got three squares. I mean, you know, you're getting treated as good as prisoners. Leave it alone. But they won't. And so the Democrats are afraid because ask yourself, what can you go to? You know, they ridiculed Trump for this North Korea meeting that was on again, off again. Who knows? On again, off again. And I know there's a lot of orchestration, but I predict the meeting happens. I also predict that Kim Jong-un will take it seriously because Donald Trump isn't trying to make political points by saying, we had the meeting. He's saying, if you're coming here, you're going to negotiate in good faith. And whatever we come out of this meeting with, we are going to enforce. Now, I want you to be thinking about this on the backdrop of everybody saying that Donald Trump was mishandling it. And Donald Trump told us, and I'm going to repeat this, but he said, I'm going to let China do it. And China's been doing it. Now, if you believe that China's got our best interest in mind and Russia has, their, you know, and all these other countries do, you'd be deceiving yourself. But we can have mutually shared interest. And China has to have a mutually shared interest in seeing North Korea flourish. That would be a good thing. The world would love to see North Korea flourish. And let me tell you, when we get through messing with the North Koreans, I'd like to see them put a little bit of attention on the motherland. Yeah, I want to see some of these African countries get into the real world. I want Donald Trump to take people that can build electric power plants, hydroelectric, solar, whatever. I want to see power in Africa because that's what's going to fuel their productivity. And so if we get the world producing, it's going to be a better world until it's over. But we can get rid of the wars because we get rid of people being jealous. We get more people. See, here's what people don't understand. If you live in squalor, and you may, like, I'll give you an example. One of my acquaintances works for the State Department and is in Malawi. She's got five manservants that work for her. These are people that handle landscaping, you know, do the heavy lifting around the place, et cetera, et cetera. She's got five of them. You know what they get paid? $30 a month. And she was telling me, she's like, Kevin, you know, she goes, that's the prevailing way. She goes, they're well paid. And she goes, they walk to her compound. They walk to the compound. She says, you know, it's a patriarchal country, but she says, they respect me. They know I'm the boss. And, you know, it's mutual respect, and they'll do anything for me. And she goes, I have five people. I pay them $150 a month total, combined. Think about that. You can't get a kid to do your lawn for that much money. So the cost of living is super low, and, you know, but that's the economy. So anyway, I want to come back over here. The point is, I want to see people doing things in Africa, so that goes up. So imagine if somebody makes $30 a month, now suddenly can make $500 a month and can buy products, can say, I want more food, I want tennis shoes, I want a vehicle. And things rise in that way. That's good for everybody. So, you know, that's Donald Trump sees the world differently than most people. We see it as, well, the gross domestic product of, you know, Malawi is only $500 million or whatever. And Donald Trump says it could be $500 billion if we want it to be. That's the difference. Anyway, going back to this, these people ridiculing Donald Trump, you know, what's he going to do? And Donald Trump said to many people, what do you got to lose? You're getting hosed on trade. You're getting hosed on immigration. You're getting hosed on the economy and jobs. You're getting hosed on bringing good jobs to America, manufacturing jobs. You're hosing NATO. What have they done that you can go, wow, what an amazing place we live in, and they're not squandering your money? Nothing. NATO, he hates NATO. No, he wants them to pay their bills. Now they're paying their bills. Look, a lot of this sounds like rehashing. It is. But I want to put it all in the perspective of them trying to steal Donald Trump's message. How desperate must you be as a Democrat when you watch this man just destroy you? I mean, Donald Trump has destroyed the left in terms of what their expectations were and what he's been able to produce. Crooks and scoundrels, all these guys, they have screwed us over on trade. As I said before, losing almost $600 billion, Trump says it's $800 billion, $600 billion a year in trade. Think about it. That size of the economy, of an economy, is bigger than probably over half the countries, the GDP of the countries in the world, and that's what we lose in trading partnerships. So Trump has gone to all these people and said, things are going to be different. Saudis, it's going to be different. If you want to play with us, it's going to be through the economy. And we can cut off all your investments instantaneously, and you've got nowhere to put that money, not in anything good. I could go on. The reason they're releasing hostages all over the world back to America is because Donald Trump's making phone calls. He's being nice about it. Oh, it's very nice that, you know, dictator Kim Jong-un released our people. But let me tell you, the backdoor channel was, you better release our people, because I don't want to rain this crap storm down on you. So let's just get this done. Venezuela just did it. The problem for Democrats, folks, is Trump is the one delivering the Democrats' old mantra. Do you remember what the Democrats changed their thing to? They said, we got a new slogan. And people joked about it and said it belongs to Papa John. Better, better, better. What is the Democrats' 2018 message? Do you know? If you even came close to better, 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 give yourself a star. Better, better, better. They dumped it. But Trump is already delivering on better, better, better. Better jobs, better economy, better presidency. Now, here's your pizza. If things get any better, Democrats are going to be wearing MAGA hats. They're going to be talking about America first. And, oh, my goodness, God forbid they actually want to drain the swamp. How vexing must it be for the left that no matter what they do, President Trump does better, better, better in the polls. Look, folks, I'm just trying to help you get to this. You know, people write to me there, Kevin, are you sure, man, that 2018, I mean, the gap between the Democrats and Republicans, I mean, it's a big gap. And I go, okay, so tell me what gap do you see? Donald Trump's over 51% with the media onslaught. Do you see Russia going sideways against Trump? The answer is no. I mean, unless you're a leftist and you wishful thinking, there's no way. Do you see the economy slipping with the jobs that are coming back and the tsunami that I've talked about and we'll talk about even more? You see that? Unemployment still dipping, wages rising, small business enthusiasm, they said, the highest it's ever been measured, lowest unemployment for all these groups, and we're still just scratching the surface on trade. We're just scratching the surface. You feel better. You are getting more and more involved in your life. You are watching Donald Trump continue to cut legislations. That's the biggest thing, by the way. Cutting $2 trillion of onerous red tape from businesses isn't a one-time thing. That's a yearly game. Think about that. Every year, those guys are recouping what they used to have to spend in nonsense with Obama. You're winning, folks, and you're winning big. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.